In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you listening? Good. This is not a podcast. This is not an audiobook. This is a dimensional experience set in the unseen realms to your left, your right, and all that lingers between. We ask that you put on headphones if possible. Use caution during your journey and always listen carefully.
Q Code presents Carrier. Starring Cynthia Erivo. Written and directed by Dan Blank.
Come on, man. Quit dragging your ass. Come on.
Okay. Watts. Give you back your license, medical card. Everything seems to be in order here, except your vehicle registration.
How's that now?
Who is Earl Watts again?
Yeah, I told you, that's my father.
Okay. Okay. So, why are you driving his rig?
I'm just covering for him. It's temporary. Look, I didn't do anything illegal, right?
We'll find out. We'll find out. I'm just waiting on confirmation from your fleet. Just sit tight, Miss Watson. Hopefully we'll get you on your way shortly.
Okay, because I really need to get this trailer delivered on time.
Ma'am, sit tight. Or this can take a heck of a lot longer. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, officer.
What was that?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Thanks. Thank you, officer. Did I say something?
No, it's not what you said. It's how you said it. I don't appreciate your attitude.
My attitude?
See, there it is again. Right there.
Please, I'm being very respectful, but if I miss my delivery window, they dock me.
That's too bad, Miss Watts, because I got nowhere else to be today. A lot of human trafficking cases on this road. You know that? Not to mention drugs. You never know what you might find during a routine stop. You seem anxious. Are there any weapons aboard this vehicle?
No, that's against regulation.
That's not what I asked, Miss Watts.
No. No, sir.
Good. I'm out here sweating like a pig, but I'll happily unpack this entire truck on suspicion. Would you like that? What was that?
What?
That look.
No, there was no look.
Okay, step out of the vehicle.
What? I didn't do anything.
Step out of the vehicle or I'll rip you out.
No, let go of me.
Get out of the vehicle, Miss Watts.
No, I'm not.
12
of you. Wait,
send another unit.
I've got
a blurred
one thing. The dash cam.
What dash cam?
The one the fleet installed. It streams to them the whole time.
Oh, really? Where is it?
It's right there, behind me.
1202, what's your tone? 1202, do you copy?
God damn it.
You are approaching your 8-hour driving limit. To avoid penalties, find a safe place to park for a 30-minute
God damn it, this... Yet it's not happening. Hey, Loretta.
The distribution center just called.
I'm almost there. I'm sorry. I got pulled over.
Oh, Christ. What for?
What do you think?
Cray, do you know how much Hallmark fines the shipper if you're late?
Enough that it takes a chunk out of my ass, too. Don't worry, I'm not gonna be late.
You're late.
Yeah, but only by a minute.
It doesn't matter. System won't even let me check you in. You're gonna have to reschedule for tomorrow.
No, you can't do that.
I'm not. Hallmark is.
Come on, man. It's just a drop and hook. You can unload that trailer anytime you want.
And if I make exceptions, I get dinged for your fleet screw-up.
Please, please. I can't come back. My dad's in the hospital.
All right. We're gonna say, driver arrived on property at 5:59, but couldn't locate her paperwork until 6:02.
What? That's not...
Door 152. You got 10 minutes.
152. Thank you. Which door am I picking up at?
Come again?
I'm dropping off, but I'm also grabbing a loaded trailer for Chicago.
You should call your dispatch, hon. That ship is sailed.
I don't know what to tell you, hon. When it looked like you were a no-show, the system automatically diverted the load to another driver.
I needed that trailer, Loretta.
Well, it's not like I have any control.
If I bobtail this truck all the way back to Chicago after fuel costs, I'll end up owing the fleet money.
Uh-huh. And if you fly home and leave that truck gathering dust in some yard, they'll really screw you. I'm looking at your GPS. Where are you now, Independent?
Just outside. Some busted truck stop. I hate Missouri.
Well, you're approaching a 10-hour break anyway. Take a shower, get some rest, check back in the morning, and hopefully we'll have a backhaul sorted out for you, okay?
Okay, it's just, I told you my family needs me home tomorrow, right? I'm supposed to be helping out with my dad and...
Hey, Ray, I'm sorry, I gotta take this. Look, don't sweat it. There's a driver shortage right now. Something else will come through.
And what if it doesn't?
Let's deal with it in the AM, okay? Good night.
Hot day. Hot day. Look at you. Look at you. Hey, yo, trash. Where you going, sister?
What?
Yeah, I'm Chaplain Dave. I run the Heavenly Highway Ministry.
Oh, some other time.
Well, you have a blessed evening.
Are you 118, sweetie?
Yep. Where are the showers?
It's just straight past Barbara on your left.
Okay.
She's all yours.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Now complete. Please be sure to clean the store for the next customer.
You gotta be kidding me. It's just a slight delay, but by 7, I should know what the deal is.
Okay. Any updates from your brother?
Yeah, the doctors still don't know what's wrong. I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Come on, leave me alone. Will you leave me alone?
Hey, Malika, can you please stop touching your brother?
Baby, can you... I need you to move the camera. All I can see right now is mac and cheese.
Oh, my bad. Does it look good?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
How you going? How's it going?
I see. Now, isn't this nice? Hold on. Jamil.
Oh, God.
What are you eating?
Ice cream.
Well, why aren't you eating all the nice food DeAndre made you?
Okay, Jamil and I made an agreement, okay? Mm-hmm. He could have his ice cream first, but then he promised to eat 2 pieces of chicken and all of his salad. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get my 5-year-old to eat salad?
It's not salad. It's coleslaw.
Hey, it counts.
Why on earth is his mouth all blue?
Is his mouth blue?
It is blue. Very blue.
Yep, okay. Well, we picked up Icy's after school.
Icy's and ice cream.
Right.
Oh!
Listen, you have no idea how hot the city has been.
You're right. You are right. I'm sorry. You're being a huge help. It's just one more night.
Well, let's hope, because this one's been having nightmares and could really use his mama right now.
Nightmares? Jamil?
He's worried Florida's gonna be underwater before he ever gets to Orlando. Seems someone's been filling his head with stories.
They're not stories. Why do you keep acting like it's fake?
Oh, God. Please tell me you did not let her read the news again.
We were at the library. I didn't see what she was looking at.
DeAndre, she's 8.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be the one to decide what they can and can't know about. Sorry, that's someone else's job.
Wow.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. I can't keep doing this to you.
Hey, I'm not going anywhere. Look, I love your kids. Even if they see me as just some dude, they can con into giving them sugar cereal and Xbox.
You didn't say anything about Xbox.
Well, I can't hide it all the time, okay? I got needs too, you know? Now look, you're doing a good thing. But I do think we need to talk about your exit strategy, because this is not sustainable.
I know. This job's gonna kill me. I keep seeing all these ragged, morbidly obese drivers out here, and I'm worried I'm slowly turning into one of them.
Yeah, that's a picture.
Babe, I can't remember the last time I saw a salad. My skin is broken out, my ass is getting big, my hair reeks of diesel.
Hold up.
What?
I just need to hear more about this big ass.
Oh my God.
Look, hey.
Are you for real?
I'm for real. You know, you've been on the road for what, 3 weeks? My imagination ain't shit.
You cannot be serious. You're crazy.
Am I crazy? Hang on, just give me one second. Let me get situated.
Will you lock the door, Elise, please?
Okay. It's a good call. Let me lock the door. Let me pull this old.
Wait, shit. Oh, shit.
Baby.
Stay with me. I think someone's trying to break into my cab.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, some dirtbags were fucking with me earlier.
Oh, shit. Okay, you got protection?
Just a tire thumper, but I left it up front. I'm getting it.
Ray. Don't do anything stupid.
Hey. You need any company tonight?
No, thank you.
I do girls, too, you know.
Nope, not interested.
Fine. Shut up, bitch.
Oh,
Ray. What was that?
Loud lizard.
Just let me go home.
Look, just Google Monsanto Roundup lawsuit, Ray.
Terrell, I do not care.
You don't care about millions of dollars.
You're supposed to be looking after Dad, not figuring out how to get rich off him. Besides, Dad drove for so many companies. Who are you even gonna sue?
Whatever. When you gonna get here?
Yeah, about that. I'm still waiting for a trailer, but nothing's coming through, so I may need you to stay with Dad one more night.
No, Ray, you promise.
I can't ask DeAndre to help. He's already doing so much with the kids.
But I got my own shit to deal with. I have a job too, you know.
Are you for real? Selling supplements? I need you to stop thinking about yourself and your schemes for a moment and step the fuck up.
Step up? Step up? Do you know how much I've been dealing with alone? I shower him. I feed him. I get him dressed. Get him to the doctor.
I'm sorry.
Digging through his junk piles of fire, medical records and insurance cards. Dealing with his clients.
Clients? Dad doesn't have any clients.
I don't know, like customers. The ones who keep calling his phone.
Wait, shippers? That doesn't make any sense. Why aren't they calling the fleet?
You asking me?
Folks, this is Captain Dave here. The Heavenly Highway Ministry is going to be starting our evening service shortly. Stop by our trailer chapel if you're looking for faith, fellowship, or just some preliminary.
I wish I could do something, Ray, but that traffic stop lowered your performance rating, so you're just churning at the bottom of the queue. It's not me. It's a system.
It's always the system, isn't it? Listen, is there any chance I could maybe deal directly with the shipper?
You're kidding, right? Drivers are paid to drive, hon. The fleet handles the rest.
Right. That's what I assumed. But thanks anyway, Loretta.
What's up?
Hey, you still have Dad's phone?
Yeah, I think it's in his room.
You mind getting me those numbers?
Truck drivers are the heroes of America's highways. If you encounter anything suspicious or unusual, you're trapped.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Caldwell?
Who's this?
My name's Raylene Watts. I'm Earl's daughter.
Oh, all right. Right. I think I spoke to your brother.
Yeah.
Your daddy doing any better?
No. They still can't diagnose what's wrong.
Well, hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Yeah. Hey, if you're still looking for a driver, I'm covering Earl's assignments while he's laid up.
Huh. Well, I'm not really looking to start somebody new right now.
I don't need any new training. I've been hauling every kind of freight for the last 10 years, and I'm damn good at what I do.
I'm sure you are.
You do know there's a driver shortage right now, right? You're not going to have any luck finding someone else to take on this load at such short notice.
Right. We'll see. Have your daddy give us a buzz when he's feeling better.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hey, you never check your voicemail, so I don't even know why I bother, but if Dad wakes up, can you please call me? I don't know what he was up to, but I need to ask him about these side clients because I'm trying to get home, but at this point I really don't know what else I can do.
And now these ELD computers yipping at us over every infraction.
It can be hard to squelch out all the noise and hear the voice of the one true Lord. So I ask that you take a moment as a community to join in a silent meditation and pray for our Lord and Savior to take a shift in the driver's seat so he may steer us in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
so sorry. Sorry. Hello?
You ever driven a reefer?
What?
A refrigerated trailer. Do you know how to handle one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
How quick can you get on the road?
Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo as Raylene Watts. Written, directed, and edited by Dan Blank. Produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cynthia Erivo. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. With performances by Steve Howey, Dale Dickey, Joel McKinnon Miller, Lamorne Morris, Byron Bowers, Chris Ellis, Robert Longstreet, Oliver Cooper, Dan Blank, Perry Matfeld, Nate Torrance, Ashley Becerra, Sydney Thomas, Josiah Curtis, Randy Heller, James Wellington, Lance Reddick, and Elliot Gould. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Dimensional audio designed by Salt Audio and Dan Blank. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervision by Sam Beasley. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Additional country music by Mr. Paradise. Recorded at Todd AO Studios.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it. And spread the word. Don't mess with Rust. Ever. Anyone who tries is gonna... forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.